An old man was talking to his family doctor. He said, "Doctor, I think my wife is deaf." And his doctor said, "Well, I tell you this, why don't you go home and try to stand a little bit of the distance from her and not looking at her. Just ask her a question. And if you don't hear anything, you move a little bit closer and repeat the same question. And if you don't hear the answer, you keep moving closer and closer to her until she answers you. That way you can tell how bad her hearing is." So this man was very happy to take this advice and go home. He got home, opened the door and said, "Honey, what's for dinner?" He didn't hear the answer. He got closer, a little bit closer, and he repeated, "Honey, what's for dinner?" Nothing. And he kept repeating and moving closer and closer to her until he said, "Honey, what's for dinner?" And his wife answered, as this is when they get really close. And his wife answered, said, "For the 11th time, we are having meatloaf." Today we hear Jesus in the gospel talk about the man who was deaf and have some speech impediment. And when we talk about speech impediment or deafness, we have to think of it in three different levels. You know, physical, social, and spiritual. You know, there, first of all, physical. There are people that are born deaf, and there are people that became deaf when they faced illness or accident or aging, and so they cannot hear. And we see that happen more and more now. And so even though there are people who were born deaf or who can hear, but they are also, the second level is social. The people we know that there are family members do not speak to each other because they were hurt in the past and they don't speak to each other. And so that's another level. And also, there are people who probably can hear and can speak, but spiritually, they cannot hear. You know, they have so much noise around them and they cannot hear the word of God. They cannot focus on praying. And so people like that, they cannot hear spiritually. Also, they also have speech impediment because they're afraid to talk about their faith to others, to their family members or to their neighbors. But you know, today there's a good news for all of us. Jesus invites us today in the gospel. We heard Jesus say to the man who was deaf and has some kind of speech impediment, he said, "Ephata, be open." So today he also invites us and call us, "Ephata, be open." Be open. People who were born physically deaf, they are God providing with new technology, you know, that help them with their hearing problem and speech problem. And here at St. Gregory, we also have that hearing assistant, you know, device for people who have some problem hearing. We can help them hear during Mass. And also for socially, people who do not speak with one another because of hurt in the past, or because other people who have different view than themselves, so they do not speak. Today, Jesus said to those people also, Ephata, be open. Open to forgive, open to listen. To listen to one another. And also, spiritual. Jesus also said to us, be open. Ephata, be open. Open our hearts and our minds to receive God's words. And do not be afraid to share God's love and our faith with one another. So we are, all of us are called to do that, to be open this weekend. Let us this week take some time in quiet, turn everything off, turn the TV and music off, spend some time in prayer and listen to God and see what God is speaking to us. See if we can hear His voice.